Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. So I ran across this wild ass story, man. So it's a wild story about a 24-year-old who had enrolled in a high school in Ohio. And this became like a national headline.
To who? Because this has happened a decent amount
for some
like,
sports.
For folks that are like, yeah. I'm trying to get my hoop dreams.
Yeah.
So I will pretend that I am younger, like 10 years younger.
I don't think this was the case. I don't think he was trying to like just play on a basketball scholarship or nothing like that. But here's a story from WTOL in Toledo, pretty much explaining this whole crazy situation. And I'm going to explain why this is a wild twist and kind of a local Houston tie to it.
24-year-old Anthony Emmanuel Labrador Sierra is behind bars.
Yeah, and tonight we are learning new information about the Venezuelan man who is accused of attending Perrysburg High School as a student for more than a year.
First, the process of verifying Labrador Sierra's age and citizenship is underway while he sits in the Wood County Jail accused of forging documents to enroll in school.
Labrador Sierra says he is a 17-year-old homeless human trafficking victim from Venezuela, not the 24-year-old man police say he is. His human trafficking attorney is trying to get to the bottom of it in a case like none she's ever seen.
People in Perrysburg have questions. How is it that a Venezuelan man spent more than a year posing as a high school student?
I think that there needs to be investigation as to, you know, where was the ball dropped?
You just wonder what his final motive was. If you're 24-year-old, why do you want to be going to high school unless it's something that you shouldn't be doing?
Wow. So he's saying he's a 17-year-old child.
Yeah, that was trafficking.
Had no home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but this is the crazy part. So I'm going to play this last part of this clip again, and I want to see if you kind of recognize it a little bit. This is an older guy in the neighborhood.
His final motive was, if you're 24-year-old, why do you want to be going to high school unless it's something that you shouldn't be doing?
Sounded a little bit like Rusty Harden.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to play this clip right here. I guess I could call this maybe a flashback Friday type of clip.
Okay.
So I want to see if you can kind of recognize this, specifically you, John, because you've been around for a long time. Okay. So I want to see if you kind of recognize this a little bit. This is a throwback from 1980.
Oh, wow.
Over the years, certain teams have developed tough guy reputations. The Chicago Bears, the Pittsburgh Steelers during the 70s, the Raiders every year.
Add to that list, Steve, the newest bullies on the block, the Houston Oilers, a team that actively cultivates a bad boy image. Part three of our For Men Only series examines what it's like to play the Oilers and how the Oilers' approach sometimes works against them.
If you get real aggressive and you swarm and you gang tackle and you try to get as many people to the ball, then I think there's a group of people that really like that type of football, really love to see the hustle and the hitting. And then there's a group that would rather see a forward pass one-on-one, 40 love, you big savage type of game.
Does that sound a little familiar to you? Specifically that last part?
Sounds a little bit like Jerry Glanville.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
That was
the other guy too?
His final motive was, If you're 24 years old, why do you want to be going to high school unless it's something that you shouldn't be doing?
They interviewed Jerry Glanville. Yeah, so apparently that's where he's from. He's from Perrysburg,
okay,
which is a smaller town right outside.
That
of,
blows me away.
I'll let Jerry Glanville was like, you want to interview me for the TV? Absolutely.
I have tapes. I don't even know if they knew that was him.
They couldn't have.
They probably didn't.
Yeah,
they
But yeah, the screenshot of him pretty much doing the interview is floating around the internet. I'm like, I'll be down.
It's always funny when a news person gets like a famous person unbeknownst to them, mm-hmm. right? Or like when you'll see they'll be outside of an arena like, oh, we got a big game tonight. Here's a fan. Let's talk to you. And it's just like an athlete who plays on the team. I know Jair Alexander had one of those. I think would Gerald Green have one of those? I don't remember if it was Gerald Green, but like I love that. I just looked it up.
I'm looking at Jerry.
It's a little bit more fair for Jerry Glanville since it's like, you know, it's not like a modern and especially wasn't in the area either. But. Yeah. Jerry Glanville's just like, I got time.
He needs some new hair dye, first of all.
Yeah. Whoa, hey!
Come on.
He had to do that to that man. What did he do? All he was doing was...
He was minding his business.
Minding his business,
the
speaking.
Reporter came up to him, asking about the situation in a little small town, and he just giving his opinion on it.
With some big old Oakleys on, too. Jim G.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious. Yeah. Because I didn't even know he was from Ohio.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was from... I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Is that real? So I had to look up the whole story.
That's what I just did.
I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
All right, so Houston icon, that would be the funniest giving a news interview about non-sports thing.
Oh.
Berman.
Chris Berman?
Mark Berman? Mark Berman.
Yeah. Well, maybe, but...
John McClain?
Yes.
John McClain of the living?
Yeah.
Because my mind went Bum Phillips of the past,
mm-hmm.
and I would just love to hear Bum Phillips' take on this story. Like I would
Larry
just
Durker.
Him. Oh, well. Okay.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
I would like to see John McClain.
Yeah, McClain would be a good one.
That's kind of crazy. I'm 24-year-old. To be enrolled in the high school, it got to be something else going on with that.
Pathetic.
I think it's pathetic. Pathetic with a capital T.
From the 832, Adrian Peterson was on the news before and they didn't know it was him here in Houston.
I do remember that one.
Yep. Really?
Okay. I do, yeah.
Always hilarious. Because I imagine for them, they're like, do I tell them? Do they need to?
Yeah.
Somebody said Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan, I just enjoy hearing his voice. Yeah. His voice is soothing.
I think it's pathetic.
I didn't realize y'all had so many of these impressions on you. Go ahead and break some more out for me. Somebody said Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ooh, who are the current guys would I want to just hear talk about?
Oh, Will Anderson. He'd be going for 20 minutes.
Will Anderson, whatever it is, just impassioned about. Yeah, the school board, I just feel like.
Yeah.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
That was a hilarious story. I thought that was hilarious.
That blew me away.
I'm like, that reporter
Jerry Glanville.
That reporter had no idea this guy was the head coach for the Houston Oilers.
That reporter is 2 years 80s. Out of college. They do not know what Jerry Glanville is.
I'm about to say, wasn't even nowhere near born. But anywho, so the Diddy trial been going on for a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it was yesterday. Yesterday, Kid Cudi actually took the stand.
Mm-hmm.
So a rapper, singer, artist by the name of Kid Cudi took the stand. And I'm going to read what kind of happened or what was said in this. And I'm going to get to the part that kind of made me chuckle a little bit. So he got on the stand that kind of, I guess, testify about the incident that happened with his Porsche.
Right.
Which allegedly P. Diddy set on fire, had blown up, which is crazy in itself.
Full mob mentality. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And by the way, that is not something that just came out. Like, that has been whispers that and been rumors around a long for a very time, long
but
time.
But now is more confirmed.
Yeah.
When Kid Cudi pretty much said, yeah, it happened. So he said Cassie warned him Diddy found out about their relationship shortly before his home was broken into. And his security cameras had been tampered with. His dog was found locked in the bathroom and acting traumatized. Later, a Molotov
cocktail.
Is it Molotov cocktail? Have y'all had that? Is it pretty
good? Well, I know
good?
What it's, they are.
He said, have y'all had that?
It's one of those bombs, homemade bombs in a glass bottle. Stick a rag in there, okay. Set it on fire.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a drink.
Yeah, I know, no, which is hilarious.
I thought he threw a drink in the car.
Now, I really wish... If I was not as good of a person, I just wanted you to like not know and then go to a bar and order one and see what they said.
He'll
to
have
you.
A Molotov.
I would be arrested. I'd probably be arrested.
Yeah.
So that was thrown into his Porsche after a hole had been cut into the roof. So they showed the photos of the car all blown up and all that stuff. This is the funny part to me. So Cudi later confronted Diddy at Soho House, calling the encounter weird. And describing Diddy as standing there like a Marvel supervillain.
I could see that.
Which I find to be funny.
Yeah, I could see that.
The Marvel supervillains aren't like the scary. Like DC usually come with the real with the real wild boys now, don't they?
Yeah, so I was just picturing. I'm like, Diddy standing there like he's a Marvel.
Well, you got him as a superhero well, there, though. That's a superhero
what
pose.
Is
a,
what is,
a,
what is a, the villain
I don't know.
Like?
I don't know. So I'm trying to, I guess, looking mad or looking.
Also, which one? Are we talking like Doc Ock? Like Dr. Octopus or Thanos?
Thanos? Maybe he's standing there like Thanos. I don't know. But, yeah, so I don't know if there's any other celebrities that's going to take the stand, but that one was kind of, I'm like, okay.
Lopez, are you confronting the person that tries to bomb your car?
Oh, God, no. If they got a bomb.
You know, it's like, if they sending them people to your house, like they had broken into his house.
Yeah.
They had bombed his car, and he's like, you know what? I got to go talk to him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I will also stop talking to the girl. I'm like, oh, you got a crazy ex like that?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you either.
And of course, not trying to blame Mr. Scott Muscutty, because clearly the person on trial is the problem here. Yeah, however, like, some cojones there. That's the point of these was intimidation, and you know what?
Yeah.
Worked. I am intimidated. Like, that is, that it
I
got
am
it
calling
across.
Calling the feds.
Message received.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So people on the internet have been debating whether you should introduce yourself whenever making a regular call.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you call in to order a pizza at Pizza Hut, how do you make the call?
I don't introduce myself first, but I end up giving my name.
Yeah, because a lot of people. Yeah. So it's been a real debate about people saying, hey, you know, let's say we make the reservations for a restaurant or something like that. Hey, it's John Lopez here. I was calling to make a reservation. Or,
that feels more skeezy than anything, like the idea that I'm getting.
Or hey, it's John Lopez. I was calling to see what time you guys close.
Okay, so I don't do it like that. In those cases, I wait to be asked, you know, so I can give my name or whatever. Now, here's the thing. If I'm making some sort of, quote, business call or whatever, like I got a call, I don't know, Texas Star Grill Shop, and I need to talk to Rick Martin over there. I always say, hey, this is John Lopez. I was hoping to speak with, you know, so they know they can tell him.
But they already had, okay.
So they can tell you, John Lopez is on the phone.
But
you know,
if you're making the call to see what time a store closes.
No.
Nah, don't be a jerk. Like, don't be like a wild.
Why, are people doing that?
That's weird.
Yes, like, people are doing that, yes.
That feels very
odd. Let me guess, TikTok.
It's a TikTok thing.
Nah, it's social media. People are talking about it.
No, I guess it started from a lady who, you know, introduced herself. Hey, this is Sally.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to see what time you guys close. And they thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I could see this in person. Like, you walk up and like, and even then, I don't even know if I'd go like full. I would at least acknowledge people, because I thought you were where you were going to go is, there's people that have been kind of, and this is some TikTok type stuff, people that have been like, make, or I, trying to shame the folks that just walk into a establishment and then begin ordering without acknowledging the humanity of the person. Hello, how are you doing today? And then, okay, can I have a number five? They're just like, want a number five? And people are like, okay, but I wouldn't like, saying your whole name gives the air of, do you know who I am? Mm-hmm. Which is very weird, especially because no, people do not know who I am. Like, it's not, why would they, right? Yeah. So I think I'd feel weird going, hello, my name is,
I would too.
Or hey, it's Reggie here. I was calling to see what time you guys closed today.
Yeah, just make sure hello, you know, like a human being when you answer the phone, and then go and get into, because also you wasting their time. Especially nowadays, people don't want to be on the phone.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Unless you're calling to wish your homeboy a good night. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only reason you get on the phone nowadays. Ain't that right, John Lopez?
Yeah. Now, some people did say they did like when people do that, but other people say it was just a waste of time. Like, tell me what you want.
Yeah.
Like, if you call
you?
I usually say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair. One. All right. Yeah. There you go. Figgy's Mixtape every day right here on at 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports
Radio.
I thought
you were about to say something else, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Buddy, I don't know what I was about to say. It is a Friday, friend. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you find something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. Coming up next, it's about the time where we check in with the fellas of The Drive. They actually are on another stop on the Crawfish Tour. In fact, this time it is Big City Wings out there at Copperfield, I believe. And so we'll see what's happening with them and get you ready for it next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.